Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, on the 12th line, Tani Abashol. Tani Abashol Eime Ku Havi Beis Hillel Medavar Azeh. Abashol said in the Vaisa that Beis Hillel were more lenient about this Issa. Ma Leganai, is this detrimental that they were lenient about this? Beshvach. No, it's praiseworthy. They say what issue is here. Ashkach tani b'shem b'shimon im kodnu b'konsu yikaimu behen yibarlu shneim ka'achas. Vaisa said in the name of b'shimon that if they did yibum, they remained married, and they both had relations at the same time. Vaisa da b'shol muta levo b'tchila al vaisa b'shimon who rehu sha'ova u'ba'al. According to b'shol, nechatchila, ideally he may have relations to yibum. According to Rav Shimon, it's forbidden, mechatchila, he permits to remain married if he transgressed and had relations. Pas HaRishon, Obal, Oymel HaSheni, Sheyivol. Oybal HaRishon, Oslevol, Be'il HaShniya, Shem HaYomos, Echad Mehem HaNimsa, Kabal HaChayis, Yivim Tzui. If the first did Yivim and had relations, he tells the second, the other brother, to have relations and remove Zika from her sister. If the second did not have relations, the first may not have a second. Time relations less one of them means his brother die and he'll need to do chalitza to his wife's sister. It turns out that he had relations with his Yevama's sister. Ani meis hasheni harishon meitzias ishtoi beget ves eishes ochiv lechalitza. Vaisa says if after the first brother did yibum, the second one died, and the first sends away his wife with a get and his brother's wife with chalitza. Apila meis hasheni loi rishimani rishimani poitias hashnia mena chalitza mena yibum. The Gemara, so even if the second died, is there still Zika to forbid the one who did Yibam? This is unlike Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon exempts a second sister from Chalitza or Yibam. Amr Bizur, Kiyamte v'kol Yibam sh'niris v'seis v'chalitza, einu meteris b'lei Chalitza. Bizur answered that I resolve this, means even according to Rav Shimon, any Yibam who needed Chalitza is not permitted without Chalitza. I mean, initially the sisters fell to two brothers, so both needed Chalitza. Either we're showing that Sarah, she said, Bar leha v'chola atzla, niftu atzarasa, v'yaz isahi, ulai niftu atzarasa. The first sister had a tzara, and he had relations with the sister, and the chalitza to her, the tzara is not exempted. It is v'yaz isah, and therefore the tzara is not exempted. Chola atzla, or bar leha, manashach im chalitza hi tatir, im revia hi tatir. You asked if he had relations with her and did chalitza to her, no matter what you'll say, the tzara should be exempted. If chalitza took effect for the relations with Asa, then it permits. If relations are permitted, then it permits. If his brother will do yibum or chalitza with the sister, then the zika is removed retroactively and the relations was permitted. Amr of Yudan, Kemtir, Kahadok, Makonis, as Yivim, Toy, Benimtis, Muberis, Mandatema, Taman, Sarasa, Latinase, Achiteida, Bama, Hi, Niteris, Imba Uber, Imba Via. Achachat Sarasa, Achitinase, Latinase, Achiteida, answer like the following. If one did Yibum and she was found to be pregnant, just like you say there that her tzara may not marry until she knows how she was permitted to the fetus, if it's viable, or through relations. Also here, her tzara may not marry until she knows how she was permitted to chalitza or through relations. Haya, she said, if the first sister had a tzara, he does yibum with the tzara and keeps his wife. He's forbidden to the second sister, even though the first sister is no longer zukuka. Adar hi muta hu adam be'achais tzara chalutzase. The Gemara also once permitted to the sister of the tzara of chalutzase, even though he's forbidden to achais chalutzase, will say he should be permitted to the sister of the tzara of ishtei, even though he's forbidden to achais ishtei. Since he will need to do chalitza, the second sister should be forbidden to the sara, because she will be the sara of achos chalitzase. Am Rav Yudan, ele bikesh livoros ha-sara, ad shleikanas shema eina mutabar. Rav Yudan answered, had he wanted to have relations with the sara even before he did Yibum, and had rooted the zikrim her sister, was he not permitted? Chelo v'mutabar, v'soifu asa, is he permitted at the beginning and forbidden at the end after he does chalitza? If you'll say this, it turns out he makes an isid sara after death There's no tzara after death.
Ayu chamisha achim, shleisha mehen, nesuin shleish achiyos, umesu, vava ma ze chilets la'achas, veze chilets la'achas, vashlishis chiletses me'eze mehen shiyutse. If there were five brothers and three of them were married to three sisters and they died, also this remaining brother does chalitza to one, and this brother does chalitza to another one, and the third sister gets chalitza from whichever brother she wants. Shmuel Amar, Zecholetz la'achas, Zecholetz la'achas, and Shlishi is chalitzes mishneim. Shmuel says this brother does chalitza to one, and this does chalitza to another, and the third gets chalitza from both of them. Rebbe Omer, chalitza kinyan, Shmuel Amar, chalitza potom. Rav holds that chalitza is a kinyan, it's as if he married her and divorced her through chalitza. The third is like achos ishtoi, who is forbidden even after divorce of both brothers. She needs chalitza only midrabbanan, since she needed chalitza when she fell to yibum. Shmuel holds that chalitza is an exemption. It's not a kinyan. She needs chalitza midrabbanan, since neither brother may do yibum. The chalitza is possible, so she must do chalitza with each brother. Rizeira omar, chalitza kinyan. Rebbe Hila omar, chalitza pator. Rizeira holds that chalitza is a kinyan, and Bilal says that chalitza is an exemption. Mileoin drabbanan, Amen, chalitza pato. The words of the following rabbanon show that chalitza is an exemption. Shimon Baba, bar koimei Rabbi Yochanan, ma ben chalitz, ma ben megarish. Shimon Baba asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference between chalitza and divorce? Mishnah teaches that Reuben did chalitza to Leah, and his brother Levi married her sister, and Levi died, she does chalitza, and not yibum. If Reuben divorced Leah, and his brother married her sister and died, then the widow is exempt. Amalei, atzav v'chalitza ena kinyan, ena lepator, ena achim chayavim alea mishum ishto shel choyletz, v'chayim alea mishum ishto shel meis. Rabbi Yochanan answered, do you think that chalitza is a kinyan? It's only an exemption. The other brothers are not liable for the chalitza because she was considered the wife of the choyletz, rather because she was the wife of the dead brother. Shem Ba'aba accepted this answer. Levi amazika kinyan v'chal achas v'achas v'chal chalitza mishneim. Maybe said that Zeke is a Kenyan and each widow needs chalitza from both of them. Maybe chalitza is possible because he could not do yibum. Masnisa pliga al Shmuel hacholus libimtoi who also bekoisa vhi asur lekbekoivav. I have a question against Shmuel from a mission later on in the fourth parak. One does chalitza to his yavama, he's forbidden to her relatives and she's forbidden to his relatives. Shnihi hacha shikvahanira nishizei leknaisa ba. The answer is here is different because he could have acquired her, in Dan Yibum, therefore Chalitza is like a Kenyan, and sisters fell together, it was forbidden to acquire, so it's an exemption. Masnisa pliga al rav, hacholos yibimtoi, benasa lecha vesachoysoi, achoysa ameis, chalitza zulemis yavemis. We have a question against rav from a Mishnah. If Reuben did Chalitza to his Yavama, and his brother Levi married her sister, and Levi died, she did Chalitza, and not Yibum. As a Messiah, Manda Amma, Chalitza, Potter, from, if you say, Commander Amma, Chalitza, Kinyan, Yesh Adam Miskabin, Liknois, Shtei Achis Kachas, this supports the opinion that Chalitza is an exemption. But according to the opinion that it's a Kinyan, does a person intend to acquire two sisters at once? Chalitza shouldn't be needed. Patala la Achamisa, the answer is he explains after death of his wife, then her sister's permitted. In Achamisa Yibum, if it's after death, Yibum should be required, should be permitted. Bata like a blaza, da rab laza omar, afapi, she bata la goyrim, a issa b'mekoyme. The answer is that this is like a blaza, who says that even though the cause for the issa is batel, the issa remains in its place. Masnisa bliga al rab, shosha achim, shnai mehem, nesum, shte achyos, becha mufna, mesech mevali achyos, achyos ba'asa ba'ha mufna, maima, vachakach mes, achyos hasheni. We have a question against Rav from a Mishnah. If there were three brothers and two of them were married to two sisters and one, when Levi was single, if a husband of a sister died and Levi gave him mama, and afterwards his other married brother died, the Shammai say he keeps his wife, and the other goes out due to Achaz Ishtoi. Beisil Aimim, Moitzias Ishtoi Baget, Ves Ishis Achiv Bachalitza. He expels his wife with a get, and his brother's wife with chalitza. אדם עשה אלה מנדרם החליץ הפרטר, במנדרם החליץ הקניין, ויש אדם עסקה ונקנה שתי אחיות כאחס. This supports the opinion that Chalitza is an exemption, but according to the opinion of this opinion, does a person intend to acquire two sisters at once? Chalitza should not be needed. Hatala la'achamisa, and he explains this after death of the Baalas Hamama. Vein la'achamisa yibum, you can ask, well, if it's after death, yibum should be permitted. Hatala la'achamisa, de v'laza oma, afapisha, batal ha'goyim, ha'isal ma'goyimai. Now this is like Rabbi Elazar, who says that even though the cause for the Issa is batel, the Issa remains in place. Masnisa pliga al Rav shemir shavam shekidesh achiv es achisa mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseya amu imalai hamtein ad shiaseh maaseh. The question goes well from the Mishnah. If there was a shemir shavam and his brother Levi was Makashia's sister in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseya, they said, we tell Levi, wait until your brother does an action, means either Yibam or Chalitza. Hodso Achim, or Ikonso, Ikonso is Ishtoi, Mesa, Ayavoma, Yachnis, Mesa Yavom, Moitzi is Ishtoi, Baget, Ba'es Ish is Achiv, Ba'chalitza. One of the brothers did Chalitza or married her, so Yibam Levi may marry his Arusa. If the Yavoma died, he may marry his Arusa. If the Yavam died, he expelled his wife for the get, and his brother's wife with Chalitza. Adam Messiah Lamanda Amma Chalitza Potter. When Commander Amma Chalitza Kinyan, Yesh Adam is Kavin Leknais Shtei Achis Ka'achas. This supports the opinion that Chalitza is an exemption. But according to the opinion that it's a Kinyan, that the person intends to acquire two sisters at once, Chalitza should not be needed. Patalag, Pavlaza, Devlaza Amma, Afapisha, Batal, The answer is this is like Rablazer, who says that even though the cause for the law, for the Issa is Batel, the Issa remains in its place. Issa Pliga Avav, Kain Godel, She Meis, Achiv, Choled, V'loi, Miyabim. We have a question again as well from a Mishnah. If the Kain Godel's brother died, he death Chalitza, not Yibim. Adam Asai Laman, Da'ama Chalitza Pater, Bam Kaman Da'ama Chalitza Kinyan, Amalei Avo al Divrei Teira. This supports the opinion that Chalitza is an exemption. However, according to the opinion that it's a Kinyan, do we tell the Kohen Gadol to grant us Divrei Teira and acquire a widow? Nehi Issa Isha Obita Ben Mechaim Ben La'ach Amisa. Is there any difference in the Issa of a woman and her daughter between in her lifetime and after death? We cannot answer Chalitza is needed after death, or for then, he cannot do Yibam. Elaine train Achoyasa Pliga Arvav Beleis Ahoin Kaim. These two last two Mishnayos are unlike Rav, and I cannot resolve his opinion with them.